Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus. On this day, July 15, 1951, Barbadians learned through the pages of the Barbados Advocate of the waning interest in domestic schooner travel. The realization came from the pen of advocate writer Ian Gale in an article entitled To Spike Stung by Schooner, illustrated with images by Cyprian Latouche. While observing that motor buses and trucks were the chief means of transport to Spikestown, Gale reminded readers that the Spikestown schooners had a long and illustrious history dating back to the 1840s. At the beginning of the 20th century, they were still the chief means of travel between Bridgetown and Spikestown, with travelers paying 4 pence each way. Gale explained that the Spikestown schooners or drogers were smaller and faster than the inter-island vessels. They had an average length of 56 feet and generally carried a crew consisting of a captain, 5 men, and a boy. Built for speed, the Spikestown schooners generally covered the 13-mile trip in 1.5 hours, with one of them, the Challenor, setting a record of reaching Spikestown in 1 hour 10 minutes. Indeed, as Gale explained, the only one of the intercolonial schooners which could keep up with the drogers was the Old Sea Fox. In a period when Spikestown was a bustling commercial hub, the schooners transported sugar and molasses to Bridgetown, and firms such as R&G Challoner and Plantations Limited, with their own jetties to facilitate safe docking, owned 4 and 5 respectively. From Bridgetown, the vessels carried goods such as oats and artificial fertilizer, to name a few, to be sold in Spikestown shops. Observing that the days of Spikestown schooners were numbered, Gale ended his article with a plea. It would be a pity, he said, if the Spikestown drogers were simply to fade away when it became uneconomic to use them any longer. Perhaps at least one of them could be kept in commission to take tourists and other holiday makers on the lovely sail from Bridgetown to Little Bristol. That advice, to preserve an aspect of Barbados's maritime heritage, was not heeded. And today, 70 years later, not one schooner has been preserved.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.